Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, welcome in to the Friday edition. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063 the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser, Brennan Rex Road here with you on this Friday morning. Hope everybody's off to a great start to their day here today. Joe Rex Road, how we doing? What's going on?
Doing all right. First of all, I think we need to start with a happy birthday, right? Do you have the happy birthday music, Kieser, for young Allison Stanley? We're talking about 1 year and what, about 45 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Old?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Allison. 1 year old today, 5:13 a.m. last year, and here she is. We've made it a year. It's kind of hard to believe.
It is wild, man. So does the year feel like it went by in a week or like 10 years?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. That's exactly right.
It really is. Like, in some ways, it feels like it just happened last week, and in other ways, I don't remember what life was like before.
Yeah. I know, and it never changes.
Yeah, pretty much.
That life is gone. But awesome, man.
Life is gone.
The carefree life, the carefree childless life is gone.
You never get it back. Happy birthday, Allison.
Yes.
Kieser? How we doing?
Good morning. Yeah, doing great, guys. Yeah, I look forward to that feeling one day, but that would be great. But that's awesome. I remember getting the text the night before our show,
yeah.
Unexpectedly, Robbie was about to put his tweet out, and he'd let Joe and I know that he would not be here the next day. So, but that
it
can't believe
quick.
that really did go by fast,
it
especially
did.
For you guys too.
Yeah.
So, but
pretty
yeah,
quick.
Doing well this morning. Glad we're going into the weekend, fellas.
That's right.
Should be fun.
We're gonna get some Brennan Rex Road sports takes later. Let's go ahead and just apply pressure.
I'm gonna
now.
Try yeah, to help I'm, out. Yeah,
you in, yeah. He's all excited now. He's not sure he wants to give his take.
Well, we can get in here and we can talk about how the Packers are gonna win the NFC North this
Ooh,
year. Over the
there
Lions.
You go.
And then
I mean, I could
white uniforms.
Yeah,
I could give my takes after working the chain gang last night at the Ravenwood Nolensville.
Oh boy,
scrimmage. I could give takes. I got some takes from that. You know, I got a nice up close look. Both teams, you know, good look for both teams. By the way, during that, I'm you know, my phone, I'm like, you know, oh, Hopkins, Kaharski, yeah. Makes it annoying for everybody. So, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, I'm dealing with that, texting people so I can confirm it on the sideline as I'm supposed to. Up, oh, third down in the box. Oops, hold on, got my phone out.
Guys, wait a second.
Hold on a minute. But good look that Brennan's got a little skinned up knee and hit some good pops last night, so. Ready? We're getting ready. We're getting close.
When does school start? Like next week?
School starts Monday.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I feel like I know we say this every year. I feel like it gets earlier every year. I know it's probably around the same day.
But I think you're right. Like, I don't think it's always in the first 5 days of August. Like, I feel like there's been some years where it's like the 10th.
Yeah.
So, you know, 9th, 10th, right in there.
Yeah.
We used to start on Friday. With a half day, then you have the weekend, then you go back. But this year they switched it to half day Monday, and then you're just rolling into the week. So
just getting in.
Yep. So
all right.
Here we
well,
go
kids,
with all of it.
I'm sorry. Summer's over. We'll go back to school. Hope everybody has fun.
They've got AC. Hopefully your school
true.
Has AC.
It's true. Well, Joe, you bring up DeAndre Hopkins. Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com reporting yesterday that Hopkins – sustained an injury in practice on Wednesday, knee injury, and will be out 4 to 6 weeks. Now, if it's 4 weeks, it's probably not really a big deal, and there's a chance he doesn't miss any game time out there. If it's closer to the six-week mark, you might miss a game or two if you're DeAndre Hopkins. So your thoughts on Hopkins, this injury, what this means for the Titans in the short term, and we'll get into how they overcome the absence of Hopkins here in just a second. But just for starters, a big loss for the Titans in the training camp portion here with Hopkins being out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, and also, I don't know if this matters, but I got this confirmed, very good source, who said it was a sprain. and Kuharski wrote strain.
Okay.
I don't really know. I don't know that there's a difference. I mean, a strain, I guess a strain could be less, I guess, serious, right?
I would think.
But a sprain is, again, I told very clearly it was a sprain with a P. And, yeah, you know, a few weeks out, like you said, the 4 to 6 range would be four. You're okay. You can go in the opener. I mean, it's a position where, unlike outside linebacker, where we now know one of their, you know, two starters is going to miss the first six games, they do have depth. So all this Treylon Burks talk, I guess, is timely because he, to me, should be. And this is actually a great test of, okay, are the coaches seeing the same things we're seeing? Because, right. Look, NWI can plug in anywhere, and that's fine. But obviously, it would be, I mean, I think it's obvious, it would be better for the Titans if Treylon Burks is the guy who steps up, takes advantage of this opportunity. So that's one thing. I think this is definitely an opportunity for Treylon Burks. NWI is always going to be there. He's going to be ready, and he'll be, you know, on the roster. He'll be part of the team. He'll make some plays this year. Can Treylon Burks jump in right now and take those extra reps and run with them? You know, that's one thing. But also, this team cannot get close to what it wants to be without DeAndre Hopkins having a year like last year. And we talked so much about his injuries going into last year because he had a lot right before he got here, and then he has a totally healthy year. So this is a tough, you know, tough scene to have this happen right now.
Well, and he had gone in early on Wednesday. Now, he was out there for the most part all day in practice, and then I think they got into the two-minute period, and he was headed back into the locker room. So clearly something happened out there somewhere on Wednesday, but did not participate in the two-minute drill. And if it's 4 weeks, like if it's him missing basically camp, it's probably not a huge deal. I mean, he does have a pretty good amount of reps banked already with DeAndre Hopkins, with Will Levis. And if you're Levis, like, you know, like, I don't know that Levis needs a camp with Hopkins to know what Hopkins is going to bring to the table and where he's going to be and all those things. So, like, of course you want it, and you want him to continue to bank more reps together, but like, if he ended up just missing camp and was ready to go by Chicago, I don't think it's a huge deal. It's obviously not worst-case scenario if it's 6 weeks and he misses the first two games. Like, at least, hopefully, he's healthy from there on out and is ready to go. But, like, with this team being – let's say this team is maximum of what we think they can be. Well, the maximum of what we think this team could be is probably still, like, a wild card team. So – they're going to need every game they can get. It would be great to have Hopkins ready to go against Chicago.
Yeah, and the only thing I would say about camp, definitely I think he and Levis have built a good rapport. So, like Levis talking the other day about Ridley, right, and sometimes basically just got to get used to his speed and certain routes. This is Hopkins' first year in the NFL in this Shanahan offense. He's never been in the Shanahan offense. How much does that matter? Like, how much does the offense, just being in the offense for the next month, matter for him? I'm sure it would be, like, as opposed to, like, last year he comes in and he's been in that offense his whole career, or not his whole career, but a lot of his career. Probably a little bit more important for him to be out there. But also, a veteran who knows what's going on and can take the Butch Jones mental reps for a month-ish or so and get out there. So, yeah, like, I think it's probably like if you had your choice of one of your two outside starting receivers missing this time, you still would choose him instead of Ridley.
Yeah, I would say so. And again, like you said, this is a big opportunity here for Burks, and we'll see if it means anything once the actual games come around. Like, if Hopkins is healthy, I still think the majority of the snaps are going to go to Hopkins, Ridley, and Boyd, and that's going to be the way it is all year. But, I mean, we knew, I mean, at some point, somebody at receiver is going to get hurt. Like, that's how it goes in the NFL. So, when that happens, and it's going to happen again at some point, is it going to be NWI? Is it going to be Burks? Like, can Burks show enough in camp where it's unquestionably him? Or it's just, it's like, yep, Burks is the next guy up. And he's the guy that we trust to fill the Hopkins role, or like if Ridley went down, it's like, yeah, it's Burks. Like there's no doubt about it. He's going to be the one getting those snaps.
If it was based on one-on-ones like what we watched the other day, absolutely.
No doubt.
He's got the physicality, speed, the suddenness, as we talked about. Like I think he's really improved. But the answer lies in when you line up in the offense, do you know exactly what you're looking at, where you're supposed to be looking at, what you're seeing from them, how you're supposed to adjust, how you and the quarterback are supposed to – all those things. Is he in this again, and it's a new offense for him, can he – because actually, I guess this was basically the offense he was in his rookie year, essentially, right? And then he goes to the Patriots offense, whatever you want to call it, last year, and then back to this. But can he master all that stuff? If so, then I think it's absolutely yes. It's 100%. But those are things that basically, like, we can't see. We can watch him out there look big and strong and fast and make plays in individual and things like that. And he's making plays in team, too.
Yeah.
If he's making plays in team, that means he's got some sort of grasp. But if he's got full command of that, then I don't think there's any doubt.
We'll take your reaction. DeAndre Hopkins out 4 to 6 weeks, as reported by Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com. How big a deal is it, and how should the Titans go about replacing him if he's going to miss a game or two to start the regular season? We'll get your thoughts on all that. By the way, speaking of your thoughts, I appreciate the multitude of you weighing in last night on the performance of our good friend Davis Mills, a quarterback in the Hall of Fame game.
This is a great thing to wake up to. It's like I wasn't able to watch any of this. I probably wouldn't have anyway, but we had the scrimmage. I'm seeing next gen stats from DJ Burnside.
Great stuff.
NECKS gen stats. Your guy was out there dealing, huh?
Plays, like clips, and I was like, look at this man extend the play out there. Look, I mean, he ended up 10 of 13, 102 yards, a touchdown, a quarterback rating of 124.5. Davis Mills, good play.
Yes. You're going to go back. Now, you need to go back and watch the whole thing.
I will watch. I make this pledge to you. I will watch every throw that he made. I'll go find a way to do it.
All right.
Give me some Davis Mills stuff. Your thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Friday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. DeAndre Hopkins out 4 to 6 weeks. How do the Titans go about replacing him? How big a deal is it that Hopkins is going to miss 4 to 6 weeks? Matt from D.C. on the text line saying, speaking of Boyd, look how great he stepped up last year with Higgins went down in Cincinnati. Titans will be fine. This is from Matt from D.C. on the text line.
Tyler Boyd's going to be good this year. And Ridley is a heck of an ad. Like, yeah, look, the receiving core, even without DeAndre Hopkins, especially if Treylon Burks is ready to come in and give something, is still in better shape. And with Hopkins, again, it could be in really good shape. Those are the two, as we've talked about, receiver, cornerback, that have been so improved. I'm not a big, like, I told you so person. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe I am. It's like I have a long fuse.
Yes.
But I will say, all you folks who are like, trade Treylon Burks for a bag of balls, yeah, maybe. Maybe this is why you don't do that. Seems like it might have been a good idea.
I mean, there's some people that thought that they could have got like a third round pick for him.
Well, I guess, yeah, that right. And now the way he's playing, maybe they're right.
Maybe.
No, they weren't. They were not right. So no, the play all along was, you keep him, and they chose over him. They bumped him down the depth chart, and then how does he react? I think he's reacted very well. Doesn't guarantee anything on a Sunday in this league, but there's some positive signs, and if you're him, then you have to be, motivated by this to step it up even further.
Yep, and I mean, look, I agree. Boyd is going to be a big weapon for them this year, and he's going to do a really good job of getting open over the middle. Like they still, if Hopkins is going to miss time, they need somebody on the outside to step up, right? Like,
yes.
Boyd's not going to play on the outside, so. I mean, that's where Burks is the ideal guy there. Like, I mean, just the size, the speed, everything that he brings to the table that way. I do think, though, like, if you're – anytime you're dealing with a knee, Like, you don't want it lingering throughout the year, right, with Hopkins. I do think they've got enough depth at that spot where they can allow it to fully heal and for him to be 100% before they get him back on the field. The last thing you want is him back out there and this just becoming some nagging issue all year long.
Yeah, no, there's no – I think that's true. I think that's true of any player in any injury unless it's like you're in the playoffs and like you're screwed without the player in question. But, yeah, you have to be err on the side of caution, and he's a little older and he's had other injuries. He's had a serious knee injury, and I don't know – let's see. This was – I know TD posted a video, and I believe it was his left knee. So I'm not sure right now if that's the one that was hurt earlier where he tore the meniscus. But either way, yeah, you got to be – super cautious, make sure he's healthy. And it may really hurt you. It may hurt you in a game like Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a game where it'd be great. You know, Will Levis would certainly say, man, I really could use DeAndre Hopkins in this game and all those games moving forward, but you have to be careful. And, you know, look, if Burks isn't ready to do that, I mean, Burks is certainly going to – I think Burks was going to play this year anyway. I think Burks is going to get 15, 20 snaps or something like that with everybody healthy, but if he's not ready to step up significantly, NWI can play, man. I mean, NWI can play.
I think you're fine with NWI for a game.
Like, you don't have to keep saying that every year, but we do. He's good.
Yeah, like,
good player.
You don't want to be without DeAndre Hopkins, obviously. I think you're fine with NWI for a game. I mean, your hope is you're fine with Treylon Burks for a game too, right? Like, it's one of those things where you're hoping that one of those two guys, and maybe both of them, like maybe it's one of those things where if Hopkins is out against Chicago, are Burks and NWI basically splitting it 50-50, right? Like, are you getting different looks with NWI, different looks with Burks, depending on what package you've got or what play you're running out there? Like, it could be, it might be both of them. That might be the answer.
And if it is, it isn't necessarily like an indictment of Burks. I mean, look, Burks has been knocked down from the time he was a first-round pick, right? I mean, NWI gets open and makes plays. So, yeah, maybe there are just certain things they want him in and certain things they want Burks in. Yeah, look, I think ideally Burks is so good that they can't keep him off the field. And it's like, okay, well, you can just plug him in there and go with this offense. But I just don't know if that's going to be the case.
Maybe this is what Treylon Burks needed, to just open the door, and he plays so well that we're not even talking about the Titans drafting a receiver high next year. Maybe this is the start.
Maybe. What if he has a huge season?
He might. I don't know. Maybe we're just 1 year off.
The thing is, so then if that's the case, you quickly switch the conversation from, you know, the disappointment and, you know, you trade him and you move on to, like, well, got to start thinking about paying him now.
Yeah.
You know? I still think you draft a receiver.
And Mike Vrabel.
Regardless.
Holding Treylon Burks back.
Oh, well, there you go. Sure, certainly you could have that. That great old-fashioned coach, yes. Mike Vrabel.
Deagle with a new nickname idea for you on the YouTube chat. Joe, I told you so, Rex wrote.
Yeah.
It could be the way to go from now on. A lot of nicknames for you.
I don't think I do that too much, but this was one of those. It was just like, it just never made sense, you know. And there were some people saying it. I don't remember who though. The thing.
Oh, we've gotten it a few times.
What's that?
We've gotten it a few times on the text line.
Yeah, it's just, you know, depth. This team lacks depth at a lot of spots. It just, that's the state of the roster. That's got to be built, and they've done some good things in that way with some of the spots. Some spots are perilously thin. Receiver, but, you know, they're not bad. I mean, they even have some of these other guys. You know, they have guys. I mean, like, you mentioned Tyler Boyd. He obviously is a slot receiver. Could you say, you know, you go play a little bit of, you know, X or whatever, and let's throw in some Kyle Phillips or Jaquan Jackson?
Yeah.
Or
which, by the way, Mason, I thought Jaquan Kinsey Jackson looked pretty good the other day, day two of padded practice. So
yeah, they get they're decent in depth, so you could move things around. I would assume that Boyd can probably play every spot in this offense, so that could also be part of the solution, not just, you know, put someone new in at Hopkins' spot.
How about this? Austin from Clarksville says, say Burks goes off in Hopkins' absence. Do you still re-sign or extend DeAndre Hopkins at that point?
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because I did think about this when I wrote this little thing up at The Athletic. I had a graph. It was like, you know, this could maybe at least even like pause if they were going to, and I don't know if they were, but if they were really thinking about trying to get something done before the season starts, is just pause the Titans, you know, and just say, well, let's just revisit. I mean, it's not like it's some huge serious knee injury.
Right.
Good job, ESPN, with the first reported by Paul Kuharsky. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
I know that he and Schefter may have had words. But
is he going to apologize to Schefter in, like, the lunch line somewhere at the owners' meetings like he did with Tom Pelissero? Or?
Well, I wouldn't be. It'd be the other way around. He'd be demanding an apology. I don't know. Like, there was some crediting issue. But
why did you block me?
What was the question? Paul Kuharsky's big name in my face there just threw me off.
Just if Hopkins and the contract part of this could be a little.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I don't know. Does it give you a little bit of pause remembering that he's had these various injuries and, you know, maybe just wait and see how he comes back and just shelve it? Maybe they weren't going to do anything before the season anyway. You know?
Maybe not.
But this could potentially impact it if they were.
Yeah, very interesting. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. There's a scenario that I think is possible with Will Levis that may throw the Titans for a little bit of a loop if it plays out this way, and we'll get into that coming up next. Take your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nashville's best deal of the week, admission to the Frist Art Museum. Enjoy ever-changing exhibitions from world-renowned collections. Get creative in Martin Art Quest, the first hands-on art-making space, and unique handcrafted items in their gift shop as well. Current exhibitions include fashion, photography, graphic arts, ceramics, VR, and more. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals to get two tickets to the Frist Art Museum for the price of one while supplies last. That is a $15 savings. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you. Take your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. Jarrett Stillman coming up at 7 o'clock, by the way. Speaking of takes.
Cool.
Sure, there'll be some coming right up at 7.
Let's see, do we have anything we're mad at him about right now? I think so. Yeah, he self-owned himself last week on his terrible take, so they wrapped that one up.
I mean, I just keep thinking of the Lord, I've seen what you can do for others, and I want it for me.
I want it, Lord.
I thought about that all.
I want to be Buck, please.
Can you please have Jeffrey Simmons and or Peter Skoronski start yelling at me?
Yeah, that's his new guy. Peter Skoronski looks tired out there. He's huffing and puffing.
You know, Peter's huffing and puffing out there in the drill. J.C. Latham's in great shape. Great shape. Peter's huffing and puffing.
Can you imagine an offensive lineman in the NFL when it's 96 degrees and humid breathing heavily after a drill? That is just insane. How are you going to win any games like that?
Oh God, I love training camp. I said yesterday I'm so tired of it, and the more I think about it, the better off we all are with training camp continuing to take place.
I hope Stilly's playing. You know, Stilly sometimes misses those weekend practices. I hope he's got a plan this weekend. There's a couple nice morning practices tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're off today, by the way. So maybe there's just no media. That's right. There's no media today. So today they do practice. So we will. We won't. It'll probably come out if Petit Frere plays, like, in some way. The Titans official site will probably, like, put out a little picture or something of him out there. But Saturday, Sunday, open practices to media. I hope to see Stilly. I hope Stilly makes it out there. If you're serious about judging this team, let's see some weekend hours. We'll have to ask him about that at the top of the hour.
We'll find out. 615-737-1025. So we've spoken all offseason, Joe, about how big a year this is for Will Levis. We all understand that. It's a big year coming up for Will Levis, and the Titans are going to have to make a decision on future quarterback and all that stuff. What do you do if you're the Titans, if you get to the end of this thing this year, and you look at it and you say, okay, I mean, he was okay. Like, he wasn't really good. He wasn't really bad. You end up about, I don't know, 7-10 as a team, somewhere in that neighborhood, 8-9, which is decent but not good enough to get into the playoffs. Maybe a little bit higher than some of the national expectation. Levis has some stinkers in there, but he also has some really good games. Like, what do you do at that point if you're Rand Carthon and the Titans when you're trying to make a decision on Will Levis as to whether or not he's your future? How are you feeling at the end of this season if you get to the end of it, if you're the Titans and you're just like, eh, it was okay. It was a lot of good, a lot of bad, and we don't know that there's a ton more clarity after this than there was heading into all this thing. What do you do at that point if you're the Titans?
I mean, I still think some version of that is the most likely scenario. So it's hard to talk. It's hard to, like, answer that and talk through it without seeing it. Like, it's one of those things where we'll know a lot easier after seeing it week after week, right? I mean, first of all, it's like, what is the bad? Is the bad, like, to me, if the bad is, okay, some mistakes, some misreads, some stuff where, like, you would think time would improve you still. Like, you can still get better. You can still get sharper and all that. It is the first year in this particular offense. Okay, that to me is not as big a deal. I think that's more of a check in his favor. If the bad is, like, it's all there for him and he's just missing throws and it's just, you know, it's a little bit too scattershot, that's where I think it's like, oh, man. I mean, it's when it comes down to it, what, like, it's delivering the ball to the spot, you know, and that's, yeah, it's even in camp, he's made some tremendous throws, and then there's just been a few where it's like it just sails on him or yep. whatever. Again, I mean, you can go back and watch some Tom Brady film or whoever you want. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers, even though he, whenever he wants to, like, throw it into the bucket, he does it. But I'm sure you can find missed throws there. Oh, but yeah. That, to me, is a bigger thing. If physically it just looks like that aspect of it just may not – like, how do you – yeah, you can work on it. They're working on his base and all these things and delivery and trying to have consistency. But I'd be more concerned if that's the bad part than if the bad is, like, some decisions where he's still a young quarterback and you can still work on that stuff. I mean, I guess if it's, like, death pick after death pick, yeah. Okay, then maybe – but, again, you know, Favre – it was death pick specialist.
Time or two a game. Yeah.
Yeah, and he
just, makes some incredible plays.
Right. Yeah. He just made more plays to win than he made to lose usually. So that's the thing. It's just like what does that look like? And also the bad, you know, how much of the bad is the offense? Is it just him?
Right.
Like, are things pretty good? Do they actually find a way to give him solid pockets most of the time, but he's still missing throws? Or, and I know it's like, it can come off as excuse making, but like for me last year, I'm seeing people go through numbers and saying this is why he's not good. I just after watching him all those weeks, I think it was a good year. I think it was an encouraging year. That's why he has the opportunity he has right now. And I don't think Brian Callahan is BSing when he says, like, he talks about, like, Levis was a positive aspect of that's the pros and cons list. Levis was on the pros list when he was talking about taking this job.
Yeah.
So I think last year was just from my view overall more good than bad.
I think the answer, like, if he's just okay and you get to the end of this thing and there's not a ton more clarity in terms of whether or not he's going to be a good future NFL quarterback than there is heading into this year, then it's a really interesting spot the Titans are in from this standpoint. You know, I threw this question out there last week. Like, how good does he have to be this year? In Brian Callahan's mind, are there certain, whether it's statistical benchmarks or the eye test or whatever it is, a combination of the two, is there something that he's got to do this year where Brian Callahan gets to the end of it and says, yeah, that's our guy? And I guess I'd view it this way. Like, what does he have to do this year for the Titans to have a first-round draft pick that comes around and to look at the draft process going into it and say, yeah, we're not giving any consideration whatsoever to drafting a quarterback, right? Like, if he's just okay this year and they end up picking 10th or 11th or whatever it is, do they get to the draft process and seriously consider take a quarterback? Or, I mean, I think it's easy. Like, if he's really good, obviously they're not taking a quarterback next year. But if he's okay, what do they do? Like, is there how much does he have to do for them to just totally dismiss that from their way of thinking moving forward?
That's a great way to look at it. The absolute, I mean, again, this year, some people just in general in the NFL were talking about the Titans and quarterbacks.
Yep.
And it's like, no, guys, I don't think that's happening. You know, but yes, what will it take for them to, for that to be a dismissal? It's a good question. I mean, it's got to be, if it's in that in between area that you're talking about, I think there'll be some speculation, right? And that's the thing too. Like, how good is this quarterback draft? That's part of the thing too.
I don't know.
Like the fact that Carson Beck, I don't mean to hate on Carson Beck. I mean, shoot, he threw for 3,900, 24 TD, 6 picks. I thought he was good last year. Of course he was good. Just it doesn't jump off the page at me. Quinn Ewers, who else is there? Like Shadur, I like Shadur. He's listed at 6'2". I don't think he's 6'2". He's actually 6'2". I really like it. What did he have last year? I mean, last year he had 27 TDs and 3 picks, and they were still that bad. So, you know, it could be. It's not last year's quarterback class, right? Because those are really the only three that I feel like. Now, someone will.
Someone's going to come out of nowhere.
Like Connor Wigman from Texas A&M or like somebody like that will like elevate for sure. But it's not – it doesn't seem to be like – one of those wow quarterback classes. So, you know, it's like if things look like they're moving in a good direction too, right? It's like, so 7-10, that's not very good. And that's where they would pick high. Were injuries a part of it? Because the thing is, it's like, okay, do you feel like with that pick, if you get a difference maker at, I mean, I would think maybe edge, but whatever, it could be receiver or whatever. Okay, do you think now with that and another offseason of free agency that you actually are, you know, you're a playoff team next year? Okay, is Levis the quarterback who gives you that chance? Could you win? Yeah, I mean, I guess if you really have questions about that, then you could think about starting over at quarterback. But this is also like he is, first of all, of course, I mean, he's Rand's pick, I mean, at quarterback. I mean, it was Rand's first draft. I know that it was a different coach and different system and all that stuff, but technically, like, are you moving on that quickly? Some GMs are at quarterbacks, but Callahan is the quarterback whisperer.
Yeah,
he's here to do that. So what does that say if they are just like, nah, throw up their hands and let's move on to the next guy? It seems like it would have to be pretty on the rough side
that's
of things.
What like I would still lean towards it would have to be bad for them to probably consider doing that, but I don't know that. Like, this at the end of this year, if it's just okay, I mean, do they view it as, well, maybe that's what he is. It's just okay. And is that what you want moving forward? I mean, it would seem to me if he's okay this year and it's not completely horrible that you probably want to see what it looks like in year three and then make a decision after that. Like, I think after this year, I would still lean towards it's got to be pretty bad for you to just be convinced that you're moving on from him at the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, Mariota, yeah, he had had one really good year. He did have the playoff win. But 2018 wasn't good.
No.
And the thing about 2018 was the injury was – I mean, he was basically hurt all year with that neck thing and everything. And so it was like, gosh, not only does he just not look very good, but, boy, there's real questions about this guy's health, and they still went into the next year with him. It's different. He was also the number two pick and everything. But it's not like – I mean, that GM and that coach, they weren't tied to him.
No.
And they still said, okay, let's give it another shot while trading for Tannehill, and we know what happened. Weston Clarksville says, I draft a QB every year. That way you'll always have QBs. If you luck out with two good ones, you'll have trade capital. Yeah, but – what if the Titans didn't draft Willis and they drafted a good football player in the third round? Like, if you do that every year, if you're not okay, like seventh round or something, fine. But then obviously that's all
you're sacrificing other parts of your roster.
You have to have more good football players than that than to just do it every year.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll have more on Will Levis coming up next. Jared Stillman joining the program coming up at 7 o'clock. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. Your thoughts on Will Levis as well. Back-to-back comments here. Drew on the text line. I believe in Billy Jeans. I believe the Titans are going to have an explosive offense, end up in the 10-win column. A lot of weapons. Titans are going to be in the playoffs and in the mix for a number one seed, in my opinion. Definitely think they'll win the division.
Okay. I told him no drinking before 7 is allowed, please.
A hot take. The other take on YouTube, Brandon, 2 words. Levis stinks. Back-to-back right there.
There you go. There it is. There it is, the range.
I respect Drew.
You're 100% incorrect.
For thinking that they're going to be in the playoffs and in the mix for the number one seed. We have not heard that take, that they're going to be in the mix for the number one seed. So I respect that from Drew.
That is a new one. That's a new one. Yeah, the truth is probably somewhere in between there, I would say.
Probably not.
But that's the thing, you know. In between.
Keezer really enjoys that Vrabel clip.
I know. Look at him. It'll live on. What year was that we had him on here?
21, maybe?
21 or 22. Yeah. 21? Was it going all the way back 21? Yeah. Still waiting. Still waiting for the great old-fashioned Vrabel. Come on the air again with us.
He's got time.
Yeah? Well, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
He's racing Jameis every day. Maybe he doesn't have time.
Well, I mean, everybody here thought Jim Schwartz was actually running the defense.
Maybe he is.
On our story on Vrabel, there was a comment like, wow, I'm glad Stefanski's happy to have the guy who's about to replace him next year.
Here we go. Vrabel coming in, taking his job.
So I see highlights of the Hall of Fame. So you did not watch. You watched some Davis Mills stuff, but you did not.
Like, I did not watch the game. I watched a little bit of Davis Mills highlights that people sent me. Which, why would I not?
Yeah, no, it's exciting that he had a good game. So they're breaking down the new kickoff rule. What did people think of that? Anybody who watched the game, first of all, you're sick.
I mean, it did end. I saw where it ended in weather delay, so it ended in the third quarter, which is probably how all the fame games should end. Let's just look around in the third quarter and be like, all right, let's just call it. We're done. Don't need to play anymore. We're good.
So that kickoff, like they just showed the kickoff, and yeah, I mean, it's different, but it's just less speed built up to go make the play.
I'm sure there will be more exciting returns this year than the kickoff return
it'll become a thing again
has died in the NFL it's a total waste of time, so I'm glad that there's at least something going on.
Someone texted Will Levis derangement syndrome. Is that like being too positive about him about him?
I think it's being too positive.
Okay, all right,
the toxic positivity creeping in.
Is that I don't see too many people. I mean, we did just hear from Drew, but I don't think too many people, you know, think he's like ready to become one of the stars of the league this year or anything like that. There was some good stuff last year from him.
No, I think you're going to see some really good stuff from him this year. I think there's probably going to be some games in there where he looks pretty bad too. Like that would be my expectation. I guess the question is really like, can you find a way as the season progresses to have more of the good come out than the bad, right? Like I don't think anybody, I shouldn't say anybody, I'm sure some people do. I do not have the expectation that Will Levis at the end of the year is going to be like some top 10 quarterback or some maybe even top 15 quarterback. Really, it's about like, can he show you enough of the skill set, the tool set, whatever you want to call it, this year where you feel good about his potential moving forward? But I don't have the expectation. I will be very surprised if we get through the end of this season and you're like, yep, Will Levis is a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League. Okay, it's clear as day.
What ranking in the league would be clear, like you're going with him, you're not drafting a QB, no one's talking QB at the draft. Where would he have to be? Where would he have to slot in if everybody's ranking the QBs at the end of the year?
Look, we talked about this a couple weeks ago in terms of rankings. Like, you can get all the way down to, like, 16, 17, 18 quarterbacks in the league and still have some pretty good players, right? Like, maybe not elite players, but pretty good. Like, what's Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins is probably in that 12, 13 range. Like, what's Tua? I mean, if you ask anybody than Jared.
Our guest coming up would say he's 37.
Right, but, like, he's probably somewhere in that, like, 15, 16, 17, 18 range. Like, to me, if that's what he is at the end of the year, then I think that's good enough to move forward with because of his age, right, and because of the inexperience. Like, you're hoping – it doesn't have to be – well, he goes from a questionable starter to number nine in the league for you to feel good about it. Like, you know, you can, if he's at 15, 16, 17 in that conversation at the end of this year, then I think that's pretty good for Will Levis based on the other quarterbacks around the league and I think how good some of those starters really are.
So CBS is doing the copying my guy Mike Sando with the quarterback tiers. But they got 12 guys, and you know, like the third tier is kind of like the Goff Stafford tier.
Yeah.
The tier four, this is Will Brinson. Tier four, intrigue with question marks. So he's not ranking them. I guess in theory this would be ranking them. If you're going by numbers, okay, his intrigue with question marks would be Trevor Lawrence 13, Aaron Rodgers 14, Tua 15, Anthony Richardson 16, Will Levis 17. So he's got Levis right now, and the intrigue with and then Kyler Murray 18. The intrigue with question marks. I mean, that's if again maybe not that tier title, but if that is where he ends up, I think you'd feel pretty good about that.
I would agree. Like if that's where he is at the end of the year, I think you're feeling good about the way things are going.
But you know, there's still other quarterbacks that have not been gotten to in this group that are pretty good, like you said. I mean, I think you can get into the 20s, and then obviously we have all the rookies this year, and who knows? Who knows? Well, shoot. I mean, so he's got backs. I mean, he's got backs against the wall tier six, which is Bryce Young, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones. I mean, but even those guys. That's the thing. Like Daniel Jones has gotten paid. Tier five, this is a pretty bad ranking. He's got Cousins. So he's got Cousins behind Will Levis. He has Cousins and Baker Mayfield and Derek Carr, Geno Smith, and Gardner Minshew all behind Levis.
I don't know how you could have Cousins in that list.
Yeah, that's a pretty – I'm sorry that I brought this up. Never mind. Forget I brought this up. But – so throw in Cousins, Geno, Baker, and Carr. Okay, now I'm at 18. No, so now I'm at 22, and that's including Levis.
Yeah.
To me, if he is actually somewhere in that group, then I think at the end of this year, then I think it's a year that certainly you're not moving on from him.
I would agree. I mean, you know, Jeremy says if Levis ends a year in the top 15, I'd be ecstatic.
I
mean, people,
I would agree. You
people
should be.
Like. I think people dismiss that out of hand. They're like, "Well, top 15, top 17, like you want the top five." And I understand that. And then you like go through the names, right? Like go through the names, and you're like, "Oh, pretty good quarterbacks that you've got right there." So, and again, just because like if he's in the top 16 after this year, that doesn't mean that's where he's going to end up next year. Like the hope is he's continuing to get better and improve. And the more game film and more reps he gets and all that stuff, he continues to ascend up that list. That would be what you hope.
Exactly. Kirk Cousins, you know, didn't play as a rookie because RG3 was also a rookie and was rookie of the year. And then even by the time he got tagged and everything, was pretty good there, but he got tagged twice. I mean, I guess he probably got himself there in that last year up in that probably top 15-ish range.
Yep.
I mean, at some point in his career, he's probably been right around the top 10. But, I mean, it's like if you could sign up for him, his production, his performance, a lot of people would say yes. I mean, obviously you want the wins in the postseason, things like that. And that's where it really gets into the whole, is this wins quarterback stat and all that stuff. It's still a team game. But the performance of quarterback, if you can be in that range, you would absolutely. And if that's the case for Will Levis, he will be the highest paid player in the NFL at some point, I would think.
We'll have Jared Stillman on with us up next. We'll get his thoughts on all things Titans. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.